The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Hi there, welcome to Project Independence and You, a feature of Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Project Independence is, of course, the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. I am your host, Evelyn Roth. And by Aging in Place initiative, we mean a program that attempts to provide services and supports to the older residents of our community who want to remain in their own homes and their own familiar intergenerational neighborhoods as they grow older. And the Town of North Hempstead, under the direction of Supervisor John Kamen and our town council, does this via a range of services, of transportation for shopping and for medical visits, a little bit of help at home with minor household repairs and maintenance, social work supports, community nursing services like blood pressure checks and inoculations. We have volunteer programs, we have fitness programs, information and referral programs, whatever you feel you need to be able to age with optimal health and self-sufficiency in your own home, we attempt to provide or to connect you with an entity that will provide that service. And that, in a nutshell, is Project Independence. Our radio show will be celebrating its second anniversary in September, at the end of September. And through the show, we try to bring you information and entertainment of interest to the older residents of the community. Today's show was taped at the August 21st Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference, which was held at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury and was attended by close to 800 area seniors. It was a huge success, and they learned about living better with technology in every walk of life. And we are going to bring you some of that information today via interviews with conference speakers, including our keynoter, Congressman Steve Israel, our supervisor, John Kamen, and many others. So if you were unable to get to the conference, please stay tuned. I think you're going to enjoy hearing these folks, and you're going to learn a lot. We're here at the fabulous Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury at the Aging in Place Conference, the second regional Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference. And I'm delighted to have as a guest the keynote speaker of the conference, Congressman Steve Israel. Welcome to the show.
It's so wonderful to be with you, Evelyn Roth.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you once again.
Once again, we're reunited.
Yes, it has been many years. Many eons.
You haven't aged not one day.
Oh,
me,
please.
Being in Congress, lots of gray hairs.
You're gray. You didn't have any gray hair when we first worked together in the administration of Patrick Halpin in Suffolk County. So, Steve, how did you get to be our congressman? We're so excited to have you, but this is really new.
Well, I was elected to Congress in 2000, and back then most of my district was in Suffolk County and a small portion in Nassau County. But, every 10 years we take a census pursuant to the Constitution of the United States, and that census determines how many people live in a congressional district and where that congressional district is. And so as a result of the most recent census, my new congressional district, which I just adore, goes from Fort Salonga in Smithtown all the way into Northeast Queens to the Whitestone Bridge. So I've got two forts, Fort Taunton and Fort Salonga, and about 800,000 people, three counties and about 45 separate villages and towns and a borough, and I love it.
Well, we're delighted to have you as our congressman. And are you now representing all of the town of North Hempstead?
I represent most of the town of North Hempstead. Congresswoman McCarthy continues to represent some of the town.
Yes, Carolyn has worked also with Project Independence. And do you have a regional office?
I have two. I have one in Great Neck and one in Melville because the district is so big.
Okay, that's great. And how do we reach you?
You reach me by calling my office. If you're in, the best number to call would be 631-777-7391.
Okay.
Or you can use the internet and go to www.house.gov/Israel.
Okay. All right. And if you missed that, folks, if you didn't have your pencil
we'll
ready,
do it again.
You can always call 311 within the town of North Hempstead.
That's an even better idea.
Or 869-6311, and we will put you in touch with the congressman.
Yes.
So, Steve, you gave a wonderful speech today, a wonderful keynote speech at this conference where the focus is aging in place in suburbia and living better with technology. And you gave us a little bird's eye view of what we're going to be looking like in the year 2030. Tell us about some of those predictions.
Sure. Well, just recently, a group called the National Intelligence Council, which is a coalition of all of our major intelligence agencies, the Central Intelligence Agency, the Defense Intelligence Agency, everybody who's responsible for intelligence, produced a report on what the world is going to look like in the year 2030. And I have been sending that report out to as many people as I can. Here's one of the things that it talks about in terms of seniors. We are about to witness a population explosion of seniors in the world. We're about to grow our senior population faster and bit larger than at any time in human history. And that's significant because we have to make sure that we're giving that population all the tools they need. Now, the good news in that senior population explosion is that people are living longer. Because medical technologies are keeping them alive. So we've got these new medical technologies and innovations that are allowing us to live longer. The challenging news is with so many seniors, we're going to have to think really smartly about how we protect Medicare and Social Security and pensions and retirement income.
A lot of our Project Independence members are very concerned about Medicare, Social Security,
that's right,
their pensions. What does the future look like?
Well, this is something that concerns me because you have a crowd in Congress right now that takes a look at the demographic model and the data that I just shared and said, well, we just can't afford to fund Medicare anymore. We can't afford to fund the guaranteed Medicare benefit. We should turn Medicare into a voucher program. That's just fundamentally wrong, and I will fight it with every breath that I have. These same members of Congress who say that because we have this aging population of seniors, we can no longer afford to fund the guaranteed Medicare benefit, fund a guaranteed profit benefit to big oil companies, $40 billion a year in federal subsidies to big oil companies, but we can't find the money to take care of our seniors, to protect their income security, to protect their health security. So what we have to do is reprioritize in Washington, D.C. We have to make sure that people in Washington are putting seniors first and oil companies lower on the list, if not last on the list, when it comes to the allocation of federal resources.
How are you surviving in that environment? And I mean, we read about the gridlock, we read about the rigid partisanship, and I know that that's not in your nature. You're not like that. You're somebody who knows how to work with everybody and tries to get the job done. How do you manage?
We need one thing in Washington right now, and it's just called compromise. We need people who are willing to compromise. Now, I and many of my colleagues have demonstrated a willingness to compromise. We cut the budget by several trillion dollars. Some of those cuts were tough for me. I didn't like them, but I also understand that we can't continue our levels of debt and deficits. But we also, in the spirit of compromise, you can't just cut programs to seniors. You can't just say to the town of North Hempstead, the federal government won't help Project Independence. You have to ask those with an ability to do more to do so. So what kind of country does it make us? What kind of people does it make us for us to say, we will not fund programs for the elderly, but we'll continue to give massive tax breaks for big corporations that are outsourcing jobs? Those are just the wrong priorities, and we need to get those priorities right. And first and foremost in my priority list are our senior citizens.
Well, that's wonderful, and our Project Independence members are delighted to hear about that. And we really wish you well in Washington.
Thank
and as
you.
I said, we're thrilled to have you in Congress, and you've been in Congress now since the year 2000?
Since 2001. I started in 2001, yeah.
So what's next for you, Steve? You love being in Congress?
I'm just going to continue to work for the people who sign my paycheck, basically. And I'll tell you one thing. Being aware of Project Independence, coming to this conference today and working with Supervisor Kamen and his team at the town of North Hempstead, it reminds me why I love this job, because I learn something every day when I'm traveling in this district. And I'm going to go back to Washington and tell my colleagues and tell the White House that they need to take a look at what Project Independence is doing in North Hempstead and replicate that throughout the country. That's how you begin a movement. You blend innovation, and you blend compassion, and you blend just smart budgeting, and create the kinds of initiatives that we have with Project Independence that really should be a national model.
Well, thank you for saying that. It's something that we've always wished for. We feel that Project Independence is a replicable initiative. Mm-hmm. I, as the grandmother of Project Independence, was delighted to see in the recent edition of the American Planning Association magazine a lengthy article about our program and encouraging other municipalities to adopt some of these initiatives. We've been talking with Congressman Steve Israel, who is now representing most of the town of North Hempstead. His district office is in Great Neck. His priority is seniors, and we're delighted to have had him on Project Independence and you. Thank you, Congressman Israel.
Thank you, Evelyn.
We're here now with Joan Linden, who is a Project Independence member from the Roslyn area, East Williston, to be precise. And I found her walking around here looking for lunch. It's pretty heavily attended, huh, Joan?
It's a very large group, I think much bigger than Hofstra.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see that many people come out for this and seem to be involved and taking advantage of everything that the display areas, the exhibitors, was quite impressive. And my husband and I were able to find a few exhibitors where we actually learn things that would be helpful to us now and in the future.
Give us an example.
We talked to North Shore Hospital EMS, and the gentleman there was very helpful. Since we live in East Williston, it's sort of automatic. The EMS takes you over to Winthrop. Nothing against Winthrop Hospital, but we're also part of ProHealth, and all those doctors are attached to North Shore. Mm. And he explained the system and gave us the phone number that will now be on our phones to get EMS directly from North Shore, which is probably maybe 2 or 3 minutes longer. And so that was a plus, that everything would be together. We wouldn't have to worry about where our records are, who the doctors were, and such.
Mm. Did you get to see the telemedicine demonstration?
I don't think
so. No, the computer
No, we didn't look at
monitoring.
That.
Okay.
And we were just looking around at some of the technology that's there. There was something in terms of vision problems and all of the wonderful technology that's available through that. I have a friend who has a very bad macula, not that there's good macula, but I thought in terms of her and took pamphlets from that. In truth, we didn't look at any of the assisted living places because we're trying very hard to stay in place.
To age in place.
That's
what Project Independence is all about.
Right, exactly. And
and I know you've been here before to the center.
Yes.
It's quite spectacular.
The center is a great place. We just have to get better driving instructions.
Okay. We'll make a note of that.
Yes. Because we made a sharp left, and it was not where we were supposed to sharp left into.
Okay.
Also, we spoke to the two sisters who are representing Harvest Homes.
Uh-huh.
And we had seen a brochure at one of our advisory meetings, and we were just talking to them, and we're very impressed with that. It's a wonderful concept, and they seem to... they had answers for all of our concerns and questions.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program, and we've had them on the show before.
Yes.
And, of course, theirs is a sort of an experiment in communal
right.
living. Well, Joan, I thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference and we'll find lunch.